Well, okay, let's listen to 1 Peter. And we've been the theme that we've been speaking on is this thing called a genuine faith. You know, what is something that you really like to talk about? What is your favorite subject, actually? Do you have favorite subjects in school? Anybody? Well, for teacher Wen Yuan, there's math, which is she's like, I want to bomb it. Let me just show you to you for what happened. You did not see. I said, teacher Wen Yuan is math. She was like, Joel was like, no, I'm not kidding. Really. So okay. So does anybody have a favorite subject? A bit hard, isn't it? Okay, but what do you like to talk about? Do you have anything that you like to talk about? Do you have anything that you quite like and enjoy? Anybody, anyone? So teacher Andrew mentioned that he likes football. He's a Man U fan, which is but I do enjoy talking to him about football. So we speak. I like the football club that I like is Arsenal. No, okay, nobody cares. Yes. But one person that I always talk to this football club about is actually Mark's father, Uncle Hua Ming. He if there's a fan about Arsenal, I've never seen such a bigger fan than his father. He's absolutely, you know, just everything you can ask him about Arsenal, and he knows many things. One day I went to watch an Arsenal football match when they were in Singapore, and suddenly I got a message from Matthew, look behind. And then behind me, like a few rows there, I saw three of them, him, his father, and Matthew just there, but it's like, what? Yeah, so, you know, and so sometimes we like to there are things that we really enjoy and things that we really like. And you know, it brings us joy, it brings us excitement, it brings us, you know, we're excited to talk about it. Like Leon, Leon and Derek, they both love floorball very much. So I'm sure you'll talk about it, right? In some sense. Yes? No. Nah, you don't care. Okay, you don't care about them anything. Now, movies, just, you know, sometimes we like movies. Do you like watching movies? So recently, I had a conversation with teacher Camille also about this show called Stardust. You like Stardust? Okay, Stardust is one of my favorite shows. Actually, I don't know how to explain it to you, but I really like it. Right? Okay, maybe this is not so good, but this show called Stardust. You know Stardust, long time ago, maybe not so long, but I like the show so much. So when we talk, well, there's a sense of excitement and as soon as I see it come on screen, I'm like, oh, okay, look, that's interesting. Okay, where am I going with this? You see, you know, we've been talking about this thing called faith. You know, over the years, when I started as coming to church, I mean, I came to church since I was a little boy, but as a teenager, was faith something really interesting? And the answer is no. There were many other things that were more interesting. There were things of, you know, you do with my friends, and now recently, all the kind of games, Fortnite, yeah? You try Fortnite, this thing, game? I don't know, but you know, the younger boys, they seem to love it. Like, and you know, it brings such interest and joy into their hearts. And when I look at that, I realize that, hey, you know, I used to be like that. But can I share with you something? Is this idea of faith? You know, sometimes at this point of time, it's hard to understand. It's hard to, what is faith all about? But, you know, just my encouragement to you is keep on listening. Why? Because as I look back, today I'm 30 years old. When I was your age, it's 12, 13, 14, 15. And faith was a bit hard to understand. But you know what? Looking back, I realized that if there's one thing that I learned that is most important in my life, it's this thing called faith. It is, you know, something, today when I speak about faith, it's something that brings tremendous joy in my heart. Yeah, you know, you can enjoy talking about lots of other things, but when we talk about faith, it's something that is so, you know, that's why we read. Let's just read a little bit, let's recap. You know, when Peter wrote about faith, can you imagine what he was, how he was writing this thing? Look at that. In verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice. You know, when he was writing, you can imagine, it was just like, wow, in this you greatly rejoice. You know, it's something exciting. You got such excitement. The only time I see you frantically writing is probably exams. You know, if you got 5 minutes left, do your pens down. And like yesterday I saw, before the dinner. Hurry up. And it's like, go write all the notes and the thing. It's like, oh, I never seen people writing so frantically before. But in the same enthusiasm, in the same energy, you can imagine Peter writing in this, you greatly, just imagine, okay, you imagine you're writing like Peter right now. The Apostle Peter. In this you greatly rejoice. Though now for a little while, it may be, yes, you may be grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, right, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it's tested by fire. You know, when he wrote this, it was with a sense of excitement. And today, personally, I cannot say that I'm like the Apostle Peter, but I'm learning to discover this, because faith is actually a very precious thing that you can discover. Now, it's a bit hard, but keep on trying. Keep on listening, and perhaps one day you find that true preciousness of faith. No, personally, this is something that I have discovered. It's something the teachers have discovered, and something we hope that you can discover as well. So looking back, you know, there are things that bring a lot of joy. There are things that bring a lot of excitement. There are things that bring a lot of interest. But nothing comes close to this idea of faith. And today we just like to and try to understand, why is faith so precious? Why is faith such a wonderful thing to have? You know, you must understand, what is it about faith? Sometimes we find it hard to appreciate faith because we don't know how to apply it well. You know, recently I saw this contraption. I didn't know what it was at first, but it was, I don't know how to draw also, but try to imagine with my drawing, okay? Which is going to be a very difficult task. So it's something like that. It's a contraption like that. And you know, like that, something like that. So this is the first part. And then there's something behind here, you know, 3D, 3D. And then like, you know, there's this like shoulder thing here and like that. I don't know. It looks like a musical note that has gone wrong, but okay. So it's like, so what contraption is this, right? So it's like a bar here, a bar, and then there's like it's a curve thing. You know what is it actually? So I didn't understand what it is, but apparently this was like voted one of the most useful gadgets ever around. The weirdest but very useful. It's basically what you do is this is called the napper. You know what's a napper? So you put it on your shoulder. You place your chin here, you place your head here, and no matter what you fall, see, you were just supported. So I can just sit down like that. I put the contraption on me, yeah? And then I just... And the thing was so like, well, support me here! Like, not kidding! So imagine on the bus, imagine it's like MRT, if you're like from Jurong to all the way to like Changi Airport, if you buy the napper. For a few reasons. First, you get a fantastic sleep. Second, you get huge publicity, because you confirm go on Stomp. Who is it like this? I suddenly see... No. on the newspaper, right? On the napper, you know. But the point is that sometimes you look at all of this. It's like you don't understand how to apply it. That's why you cannot appreciate it. But you know, some people have just. And I saw this piece of ridiculous, like another gadget. I saw this piece of it's ridiculous. Like suit. It looks so ridiculous, but apparently when people go camping, it's the most useful thing. Because it is a piece of suit, but it functions as a sleeping bag also. So you just walk around, camp. After you just sit down, just whoop, and you sleep. And then it's so, you know, what is it? And you know, the point is that sometimes we don't understand the way we use something. And then we cannot appreciate it as much. Take for example, you know when they used to, people was philanthropists. They say, you know what, we want to empower the world. We want to help people around the country, around the globe, you know, to be more IT savvy. So they bought computers. They sent computers all the way to different villages all around the world. But you know what, the computers remain obsolete. You know why? Because no power. So the computer just down there, wow, the nicest, got Windows, you know, at the point of time, it was like, you know, the new kind of Windows, Microsoft Office, all the way. But then it's all down there, obsolete, and nothing. So it's no use. So they cannot appreciate it because they don't know how to use it. Same, another one, people in the past, they thought, old missionaries, they thought, you know, let's give them books. You know, they can read, they can, wow, you know, empower them. You know, when they went to, they gave the books, but when they went to visit the village, you know, there was a lot of smoke. You know why? Because the guys, they don't know how to use. They don't know what is this. They use paper to keep themselves warm. So they put the books and just, which I know you want to do with your textbooks, but don't do it, please. Right? And you know, it's, they just don't know how to appreciate it. Now, but what is Peter writing here? You know, what is he trying to say? One way in which he's trying to write his this epistle, this one book of 1 Peter, is to help you appreciate faith. You know, Ernest, how do you appreciate faith? What is faith? How can I practice my faith? Or when I have faith, what does it mean? When I have faith, what does it result in? What can I look forward to when I have faith? How can we appreciate faith? And you know, we read just three important things in which how when we have faith, this we can apply this faith into our life, and this is what we can see in our life. And it's a wonderful thing to have. And that's why faith is really precious. Faith is something really wonderful to have. Because if you have faith, if you truly have genuine faith, this is something that you can see in your life. And these things can never be bought by money. These things can never be gotten just, you know, it's truly precious treasures that you can find. And it comes with faith. Okay, let's try to read, okay? First, and you read your notes, is this word called hope. When you have faith, what can you look forward to? You can look forward to this word called hope. Hope. Okay, let's read a little bit. In 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Verse 3. Now what does it mean? Okay, let me try to explain it a little bit to you. This idea of begotten, you know what's begotten? Begotten is the opposite of forgotten. No, it's not. Begotten is basically this idea of born, being born. And it's begotten again. It really means being born again. Okay? So the idea here is something new. It's when, like a new creation, a new born. He has begotten us to a living hope. But let me try to explain it to you in this way. You see, this is us. Perhaps this is the path that many of us are on. And what is this path? At the end of it all, there is darkness. There is, it's all sorts of distractions. There is doom even. Nothing much, not much hope here. What God does, if you have faith, is that He helps you to be born again, a totally new. You know what? You move from here onto this path. And this path is one full of hope. That is what it really means. You know, many times the way we do things, you know, we can end up with the way we choose, because of sin, the wrong choices in life. You know, we can end up in all sorts of wrong, bad decisions. We can end up with no joy. We can end up with all sorts of wrong distraction. It can lead us astray. But when we have faith, what does God do for all of us? You know, we read in other parts of the Bible, because of sin, we are meant for a path of destruction. But because of faith, God, what does God do? God helps us to be born again, totally new, puts us on a different path. And this is a path of hope. How do you understand this a little bit more? You know, Pastor shared this with one of the girls before, slightly older than you. She said that she felt very much like this, a zero. This is, what am I? You know, I'm a zero. I find that I have no hope. I find that everything that I do, I always fail. I find that, you know, my friends don't like me. My results are not good. My CCA is in trouble. I get in trouble with my teachers. I get fight with my parents. And you know, it was hard. And it still is hard. But Pastor shared this really wonderful thing with her. and which is something that still stays with me, is that you can be a zero. But when God comes in, when faith comes in, what happens? You add God here. You can become good. No, really. So that is something that, you know, you can be a zero, basically. But when you have God in your life, when you have faith in your life, what can you look for? You can have hope. Hope for the future. Hope, a wonderful sense of hope. Okay, let's read. Let me try to explain this a little bit more. This idea. A living hope. What does it mean, a living hope? You know, sometimes our idea of hope is very weak, even. Our kind of hope is fat hope. You know, fat hope? That's the kind of hope. You know, it's lousy. It is, yeah, if can, cannot. It's like wishful thinking. And this is not the hope that we have when we have faith. It's called a living hope. Living. This idea is that it is growing. It is thriving. That means I can have some hope today. Today, perhaps, when I am... Let's say I'm 13 years old. I start a sec one. Well, I have some faith. Okay, you know what? Hope. Is that it? No, hope can become more. As I have practiced faith. You know what? It's not. It's a living hope. It continues to grow. It continues to thrive. It continues to become even more and more. This is hope in our life. That's why hope is not just, okay, that's it. Faith is just some hope. What is hope? Hope continues. You can continue to grow again and again, bigger and bigger and bigger. This is hope. You know, this is not the activity you played. What do you see yourself as? Now imagine you change the other way around. What do you hope to become one day? And this hope can continue to grow. It doesn't have to stop here. What can you become if you have faith in your life? You don't know. And the possibilities are endless. Why? Because of God. Because of the hope He places in your life. You know, you understand this idea of living and thriving? You know, some things can be alive, but still not really living. You know, we have some fishes upstairs, the kois. This actually is a new batch. The previous time, they all died. And let me tell you how they died. It was very sad. Some of the kois, so for a few days, you know, they at first they were all moving about. Then for the next few days, we realized that they were quite stationary. That means they didn't want to move much. Fed them food. They still suck there. I mean, they didn't really eat all of the food. They ate some. But they're still alive, you know. They're still alive. But they just didn't want to move much. And bit by bit, first night, went up. One of them did the backstroke. Means die already. Just floating around like that. That's horrible. Next few days, they all started to die. Why? Because they got some infection or their gills were affected. But you see, the point is, before those days, you know, they were still alive. They were still, in some way, they were still swimming a little bit here and there. But I can tell that, hey, this is, something is not right. But when we talk about hope like this, this idea of living, it's full of life. It's really, really, absolutely full of life. It is not just stagnant, okay, yeah, I'm living, but no, this is full of life. This idea, that is hope. Full of life. And let's continue to read a bit more. And then this part here. Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Now, this is a beautiful part of this idea of hope. So first, hope is given. What kind of hope? A living hope. And is hope, is it hope that is not... hope that is not substantiated. That's the word. What is hope? You know, sometimes we believe. People tell yourself, you know, believe in yourself. Believe in, you know, just you can do it. You can do it. For us, what is our hope? Our hope is not in ourselves. Our hope is found in a person. We read this part here. Begotten us again to living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So when we have hope, it's not something that is, you know, that is not founded. Yeah, I just believe, you know, you can do it. You can fly. You can, you can jump very high. You can grow. I tell myself every day, Ben, you can grow taller. You can grow taller. You can do it. And I still look at myself, still the same. I've been saying this for 10 years already. You can do it. You can grow taller. You can. You have hope. What hope? This is fat hope. But this hope here is totally different. First, it is a living hope. And it's a hope found in a person. Why? Why do you think this is the case? Why is it found in a person? Do you know it makes a difference when somebody is there for you? Somebody is right with you all the way to the end. Somebody is willing to do great and wonderful things for you and still remains with you. That gives you hope. Here, in this case, the Lord Jesus, why do we have hope in the Lord Jesus? First, the Lord Jesus died. Why did he die? He died for our sakes. So when I have hope, what am I thinking of? Well, I think of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? He came to die for me. You know, the extent of his, what he will do for me, and that he will even go to death for me. That's one. Two, he is alive. Today he is risen, and today he is with me. Now that is my hope. Did you see how wonderful this is? It is founded in the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, actually you all can understand this in some way or another. We talk about Teacher's Day. You know, you all celebrate teachers. And I realized that one teacher that I have, that has always been there, is actually my mother. No, really. If not for my mother, I think that I will not be the person I am today. Really. I struggled a lot with my studies. I really did. In primary school, I had a horrible difficulty. But, you know, the person that really just sat with me, made me study again and again, she's the tuition teacher, she's the everything, she's the mother, and she just sat with me, made me sit down. Of course, there were times that we fought very much, there were times that we just struggled like crazy. But, you know, she just continued to teach me again and again and again and again. But what's the point of all of that? Is that when somebody is there with you, it gives you hope. You know, initially in the past, I always thought that I would sure fail my exams. I sure cannot do it. But my mom was always there. You know what? You can do it. Just try. Again and again. Wow, very difficult. She got frustrated. She just sometimes was... But she just pressed on. And she helped me, you know, just believe you can. Again and again. And she was there right beside me all the way. You know, she taught me this math equation, which is so silly. I still remember it today. Not kidding. Like, take for example, if John, sorry, let me change. Simple math equation. If 10 apples I can get for $18, yes. So if how much would I get for, let's say, 17 apples? How much would 17 apples be? So it's a simple equation. So just say, you know, I never could solve this, but I can still remember it today. It's basically what you do. She told me, okay, the bottom one must always jump on top of the first one. Then you become the 17 over the 10. And then these two must come and times this one. Okay, I know that's very simple, but this is something that has stuck with me all the way, even like, never mind, I shouldn't explain this. But this is idea that somehow gave me a lot of confidence. Like, bit by bit, all these little things, when somebody teaches you, somebody is there with you, it gives you a sense of hope. It is there. And perhaps there's somebody who is there for you to give you that sense of hope. In this case, let's say if nobody, what happens? In the scriptures, we read, 1 Peter is telling them, you know, the person that is there with you through each and every step of the way is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, you could be struggling with your exams. You could be having a tough time. You find yourself no hope. You know what? The Lord Jesus has died for your sins. The Lord Jesus has done much for you already. Will the Lord Jesus not continue to do even more so for you? He is resurrected from the dead. He died and now is risen. And that is a wonderful truth to have. When I became a pastor, one person obviously was there with me each and every day. They gave me a sense of hope in my life. It's none other than Pastor Charlie. When I thought to become a pastor, I was very scared. I really was like, you know, this is such a big change for me in my life. But what did he do? He was there each and every step of the way. I remember the times when I told him, you know, can I actually serve God? Can I actually become a pastor? He didn't have to say much. He said that, well, you have to ask yourself. End of the day, what do you really want to do with your life? And one important thing that I can never forget is he made a prayer with me. And what did he do? I remember it was his office. He took my hands and we prayed. And because of that, that gave me a great and tremendous sense of hope. That is hope in life. When somebody is there for you, somebody is there for you all the way and still will continue to be there for you. Wonderful sense of hope. That's what faith in Lord Jesus is. I believe in the Lord Jesus, that He is there for me. I believe that He has done much for me, and I believe that He will still continue to do so much more for me. That is faith, that is hope. Okay? And then we move on. What else can we learn about hope? Look about faith. The second word is love. What else can we look forward to when we have faith in our lives? Is this word called love. Whom having not seen, you love. Though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible. But let's focus on the verse 8, the first part. Whom having not seen, you love. And it is obviously there. When we have faith, what comes out of faith? What can you look forward to? It's a sense of love. Look for that sense of love. When I see the Lord Jesus has given me such a sense, a great sense of hope in my life, you know what? What is my response? I want to love the Lord Jesus. I want to just, even though I cannot see Him, and I understand that it's hard. Faith is something that, okay, can I see the Lord Jesus? I can't. But can I still love the Lord Jesus? Yes, because this is what faith enables me to do. Love. And love changes everything. Because of love, we can grow so much deeper in our faith. Because of love, every single thing that we do, it just affects us, it empowers us, it changes us. You can find that sense of love in your life. Okay, I'm going to move on. So we got more time to discuss this. Any other questions before we continue? And the last thing that we can have is this thing called joy. Joy in our life. When we have faith, just now at Pines, this is what Pastor was talking about. When you have faith in your life, what else can you have? You can have joy. That is what it is. Let's read in verse 8. Whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible. Can you have joy? Yes, absolutely. What brings you joy? Many things have bring me joy in many ways. I remember joy when I did well in my first exam. The first time I ever did well in any exam. I remember that I was tremendously happy. Last time, there was this thing called, payphone. No handphone. So I had to use a phone card and things. When I realized that I did well in something, I ran downstairs to the canteen during the lunchtime. So I had to wait in a long queue to phone. I phoned home to say, hey, I did well in the exam. Do you believe it? I think my parents were like, what? Are you sure? No, but it was just sense of joy, and there are times where we have joy. I also found joy next time perhaps you will find it, but I found joy when I passed my first, my driving test. I was so happy. I thought I was going to fail. But when I passed my driving test, yes, I was so happy. I was like, Mama, Daddy, I'm going to use the car now. They didn't. No, you cannot. You must, you still have to sit with us and we have to still continue to teach you. But there are many times where we have joy, and I'm sure there are times where you have joy in school, with friends. But perhaps the greatest sense of joy that you can ever find is when you have faith in your life. That is what it means to have faith. Now, it won't take much time, really, because I think this is something that you must discuss. Talk to your teachers. What does it mean to have faith? First, there's a great sense of hope. Second, you can come to love the Lord Jesus. You can find a sense of love in your heart. That's what it means. Many things crowd our hearts. Many things are in our hearts. Many wrong things are in our hearts. But can that be changed? Instead of distractions, instead of being filled with anger, instead of being filled with all sorts of sin, can it be filled with love for the Lord Jesus Christ? Yes. Third, what else can you look forward to? Perhaps you are struggling. I cannot seem to find a sense of joy in my life. What is needed? Sometimes I just upset all the time. I, you know, just get into trouble with people all the time. I cannot seem to get along with anybody. What is the problem? It's not a problem of personality only. It could be a problem of no faith. But when you find a sense of faith, will the joy be there? Yes. And this joy is something very special. This idea, you rejoice. You can't really read it in English, but you rejoice. It's just like that, right? But what it actually means is this. You rejoice. This idea is extreme joy. You rejoice. You rejoice with joy inexpressible. So it's this times joy inexpressible. What's the total equation? It's this. You rejoice. Rejoice. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then I just, you rejoice. The bird can even feel it. It's joy inexpressible. How do you pronounce it? How do you say it? You can't. Because that is what it means to have faith, and you can have that. Young people, you can have hope in your life. Yes, you know, that's what the church tells. That's what the church, we believe in as a church. As a church, we believe in, you know, we just want to be there for you. We just believe in you. Why? Why do we do it? Why does, you know, pastor keep saying that he gets everybody to, the church to just support you every way that you can, every way that we can. Why? Because the principle is the same. Who supports us and who is there for us behind it all is God Himself, is the Lord Jesus Himself. That is the greater truth we all must learn. Behind it all, there are people who support you, people who love you, but the one who loves you the most is the Lord Jesus Christ. And because of that, you can have hope in your life. You know, somebody loves you. Somebody cares for you. You know, you find that nobody, you know, I'm just a horrible mess. But that's not true. The Lord Jesus loves you. The Lord Jesus cares for you. The Lord just wants to give you hope in your life. And instead of all the wrong things, all the bad things are there, He wants to fill you not with all these things, but He wants to fill you with a sense of love. And this love can empower your life in ways that you would not imagine. That's what Peter had. You imagine, all of this was written in a time of much suffering. They were going through a horrible time. Yet, Peter was reminding them, hey, don't lose sight of what your faith is. One, it can give you a great sense of hope. Two, you know what? In times of pain and suffering, what do you think of? Strange. You think of love. And love helps us to overcome. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Why? Because this is the love that we can have for the Lord Jesus Christ as well. And you can imagine how Peter felt about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus gave him chance after chance after chance. And that's what the Lord Jesus does for us as well. We fall, we falter, but the Lord Jesus is there for us. And Peter's response, I love the Lord. Next, the last part, when he thinks about hope, he thinks about love. What results? Joy. And you can have that joy. Somebody loves you. Somebody cares for you. You can also love in return. And what's the end result of it? Joy. Joy inexpressible. I know I can, the idea of joy is, it's I can just write every, it cannot even fill this room. That's what it really means. Joy inexpressible. How do you express joy? You cannot, it's just, and this idea of joy inexpressible, full of glory. What is glory? How do you see glory? You can't, because it just comes out of you. That's what we are meant to have. You can have that as well. That's why faith, at the end of it all, is so wonderful and so precious. Time and time again, the teachers will tell you about faith. Why? Because if you have faith, you can have these things in your life. Hope, love, and joy. You know, Mark, as you go back, you know, what can you think about? What will you bring back most of you to from Singapore? You know, they'll pack you clothes, they'll give you some food or whatever it is that you probably will cause you to remember home or in some way or another. What can you bring back with you? Bring back faith. Faith that will help you in your studies. And, you know, that sense of hope, that sense of love, that sense of joy. That's what each and every one of us can have. Okay? No, so let's discuss about teachers, of how do you apply this more and more into your lives. Okay? Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your love. We thank you for the wonderful sense of hope, love, and joy we can have because of the Lord Jesus Christ. We just pray that you will help us understand so much more of what it means to have faith. Father, we recognize and how hard it is to have faith at times, even at this age. But Father, we know that it is possible. And Father, we seek for the sense of hope. We seek for the sense of joy. And we know that it can come because of faith. We pray that you help us, even as we seek to discuss with our teachers, help us to learn and grow further. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, let's collect the offerings and let's go from here.